88.5 FM, and we are doing a live session today with Dave Wakeling of the English Beat, or should I say the English Beat starring Dave Wakeling.
I always thought it should have said starring.
We're coming up on the 40th anniversary of Two Tone Records.
I know.
That's not computing in my head, Dave. That math can't be right, can
that's
it?
That's right. That's because in order for that to be correct, then we're closer to our death than our parents are, probably, because they've already had theirs. So there must be something wrong with that math, then, isn't there? That's not right at all. There's a lot of very ambiguous feelings about that. 40... Gosh, the time flied, especially the time I wasted prevaricating. I'll do that later. Whoa. You know, there's a lot. There's a list of things to... There's a list of sheds from the last six places I've lived that I still have to go back and fix if I'm going to keep my word. You know, so that's a lot on. You see how the time does fly. You see the pattern of things as well, that you think you're so individual and so original. And then you go, oh, I've just had a number 37 again, haven't I? And they go, yeah, and a 43, just like last time. So you get to know the world more and more, but you don't necessarily get to know much more about your dark spots, other than when they strike. Oh, was that me again? Probably, yeah.
Well, that on a serious note, because we are going to talk about the past, but we also are going to talk about the present. You know, on the new album, Here We Go Love, you had the track How Can You Stand There, and it really did reflect on the here and now. You know, and one of the things that's interesting to me, and for those that do it are too young or perhaps don't remember, there was a politic of sorts. Mm-hmm. In that original checkerboard ska movement. Yes. Let the people who aren't familiar with those early days know about how it all came together. Now, you're from Birmingham, right?
Birmingham, where Nick is from.
Right.
And an industrial city, then a post-industrial city, quite early on, in the 70s, it started to either dismantle or be dismantled, depends which way you look at it, a bit of both. But in the process of that, the Midlands and the north of England had become strangely integrated in terms of ethnicity, because if you're on a factory line standing next to a guy for 10 or 12 years, and you've lent each other money, and you've heard each other's woes, and you've seen how similar... the kids hate me. Oh, hello, welcome to my world. You know, the apple of your eye hates you now, they're 12. And the patterns that our lives go through, it seemed to break down a lot of cultural mistrust or distance that they could maintain in the south of England. There was a bit more money to have parallel societies.
Yeah, like a class system.
But in Birmingham, it was all pushed together a bit. And out of that came the opportunity, I think, for things like Two Tone, UB40 and The Beat to thrive, because it wasn't seen as being anything particularly revolutionary to have people of different coloured skin playing in a band together in a pub, or drinking in a pub together, in the same way as it was seen as a novelty. When we went to London, first gang of skinheads who came saw us opening for The Selector, and they said, black geezers and white geezers on stage together. And we're like, shake, shake, shake. And they're like, I like that. I'll have some of that. We're like, yes, that's why we did it. We thought you'd like that. And it's, whoosh. But early on, the mods and the rude boys, the first set of Jamaican teenagers that had come over with their parents, they had been like the equal outlaws from their own cultural backgrounds, and they had met on dance floors and coffee bars. And so it was a natural thing that Two Tone, just at a time when people were looking for scapegoats, you know, whose fault is it this time that there's no jobs or there's whatever. Healthcare, it's just that difficult, isn't it? So difficult. It must be the immigrants. The same sort of things, funny enough, that's going on now.
Ooh. moon. How can you stand there when all around you is a lie? How can you stand there and not wonder why? What right to complain when so many much worse are than you? How can you stand there and just watch them do it? How can you stand there? Come walk with me that extra mile. How can you stand there and not raise a smile? Ba-do-ba-do-ba. You must be paralyzed. So little time, so much to do. And soon you realize that it's down to you. Cause it's not over till you hit the top. It's not over till you have to stop. It's not over while we have a chance. It's not over, so come on and dance. And how can you stand there? How can you stand there? Run, baby, baby, run. How can you stand there? How can you stand there? Signs all around this town. Something's up, something's coming down. Made you aware by the plagues and quakes. Wound up tight like it's gonna break. Now the drums are thumping, blood is pumping. Eyes on the clock getting ready to stop. Tires screaming, engine smoking. Look out, driver, the earth is choking. How can you stand there? How can you stand there? Run, baby, baby, run. How can you stand there? How can you stand there?
We talk about you being in Los Angeles, certainly here in Los Angeles, a love for, an appreciation for the entire ska movement. It's pretty strong.
Well, it's a dancing town, isn't it? It's a dancing town. Angels like to dance. And it's a warm place where you want to have a dance. We're just chatting about... We went on tour in England, and the first three songs... You feel like a long distance hurdler. You just got to get over the first. Just don't hit the hurt. Don't fall over. And the crowd, they got their arms folded, and you think they've got invisible scorecards down the tucked in the side. And you get to the end of the first song, 8.3. That's good enough for an yes. You're going to one more song. It's just tortuous. And then you get to the end of it, and they go, "That was amazing, brilliant, Dave. I've never seen a show that tight. Wow." But you had your arms folded like a Russian Cossack dancer. But they loved it. But then you come back to America, and we played on the East Coast, and from the first song, it's like the people at the front start to get a groove on. Oh, lovely. Nice to be home. We just played first weekend back in California. Fantastic. They're dancing, and you haven't even gone on stage yet. They're already, da, 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 this is going to be so great. I've come out dancing tonight. Da, 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 da. Oh,
but doesn't that really help you feeling like that, wait, couldn't you have waited for me to inspire such movement?
No, it's fantastic. It's lovely. Oh, the water seems lovely. Can I jump in? Because
it's a pool party.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. Like the reggae songs with that sense of nobility in them, a sense of survival. It's a type of joy, but you can put lyrics about hard situations, about life situations, about oppression or disassociation, fear, all of that. You can put lyrics about that onto a beat like that. From a distance, it still invites you in to have a dance. Once your arms and legs are moving, you're now limbically engaged, and your brain, with the rest of you, can now more easily deal with the fears involved in what we're singing about.
Wait a minute, now that I hear this.
Yeah, oh, it's not so scary now, as long as I shake my arms and legs while I'm thinking about it. I used to like to go clubbing and go dancing to songs, and it used to amaze me how many times you'd be dancing to a song and a lyric would suddenly go into 3D. Like, oh, I get it now. And forever on, then, you're like, oh, yeah, it was usually an inference. It
must be something with the endorphins or whatever that the dancing stirs
something.
Up. Something makes it all come together.
And sometimes I think it's more about guys growing up as well, why boys fidget in class. Why are you moving your arms and legs? I didn't even know I was. What arms and legs? Oh!
Busted again. Yeah. I'm relating all too much. Yeah. You know, when we talk about you playing, I was getting ready to have this conversation with you. You must love playing in L.A. because are you aware? I'm not sure they've given you all the tour logistics.
They don't tell me.
I believe if my math is correct, and it might not be, I have 7 or 8 Southern California shows, including Pershing Square on August 4th, which is going to be it's going to be huge. It's going to be a big one.
It's all been building up to this because of the album, the release. We've the last 3 or 4 years, whilst fundraising first and then making the album, we've been busy going around touring and developing different parts that we hadn't been to before, raising the stakes. Other places have now gone to 2 nights instead of 1 night. Now a lot of them are selling out in advance of the shows. We got to, I think, the beginning of April, and we'd had 34 sold-out shows already this year.
Two dozen other dirty lovers must be a sucker for it. I cry, but I don't need my mother. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, I hit the deck, you'll get found out. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. You let me. Black Aaron 7 seas are rotten through. But what can you do? Join Greenpeace. I don't know how I'm meant to act with all of you lot. Sometimes I don't try, I just na 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 na. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, I hit the deck, you'll get found out. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. You let me down. I run away, I run away, I run away. Stupid reasons why we should suffer for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, I hit the deck, you'll get found out. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. You let me down. I run away, I run away, I run away and let me down.
The new albums, Here We Go Love, there are many dates. I mentioned Pershing Square. You can see we have all of them on our concert calendar, and of course you can get them by looking for this wonderful new album. It is The English Beat, starring Dave Wakeling. You did put it together in terms of fundraising and everything else, so all the fans of the band should acquire the record. I like people to acquire a record. I am a Luddite in that regard.
Well, we're from the artifact generation, aren't we? It's like, you know, that's your water bottle, that's your writing pad.
Yes.
You know, whereas kids nowadays, they could just have some water tablets on the phone.
And do it on the phone.
But it looks as though you've had some water.
Or they'll have a picture of a glass of water.
And they go glug, 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 and I feel better.
See, I still need the... We need the real thing.
Artifacts. It's funny, but I don't know whether we cling on to them, you know. That was what gave us...
Well, I don't trust my senses. I need to see it. If I don't see it and feel it, the tactile sensation, then I'm not sure it's there. It's just, that's me, you know. Having, had a few experiences, shall we say, that were fueled by chemicals.
Right.
I've come to question my own senses.
You know your limits.
Yeah.
You know your limits. And one of them is that you don't know your limits.
If I hold something, I think I'm at least not imagining.
If I had everything on the phone, that would be fine, apart from... Where's my phone?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a game of where's my phone, shall we?
That should be a problem.
With their whole life on it. What have you got on there? Well, nothing, just all the banking, medical records, you know, everything I hate about everybody, you know. Nothing really.
Actually, leave your phone, phone here.
I don't dare put anything on the phone because I'll just lose the phone. But, I mean, that's... People do like it, especially the vinyls coming in July, and it's a double album.
I believe they called those gatefolds.
Gatefolds, that's it. Gatefolds. Even better for seed, getting seeds.
The best.
Off. Oh, man. And and it used to be like a whole story, wasn't it? You're not listening to a record. You've got this thing and the seeds on the one side, and you've got a whole story going on there with the albums. You weren't going anywhere till the record needed to be changed, at least, which was perfect.
And sometimes that was a long 3 feet. To get to the record
player. Now they do sound, and they sound very nice. They sound lovely. My daughter got a record player a couple of years back and immediately bought up used copies of Bob Marley's first 3 records. And you did have to bite your bottom lip a little. Why do you have to have it so loud? Shouts Dad from down the... You're like, oh, no.
I'm
Why do
guy.
You have to shout it? Why do you have to have it so loud? Because it sounds better. Don't ask her that. That'll give your game away, you know. But there was something about it that the vinyl version of Bob Marley played way too loud at the wrong time of day. It made all the woodwork resonate in a nice way. Could it be love? But it did. It sounded nicer. There was something warm about it that I don't get from digital recording. So one of the problems I have with stuff being in the cloud is it sounds a little bit fractured to me. But I've got overspoilt musicians' ears.
Yeah.
So is that... I can stay awake and have done this last few months having panic attacks between the difference between an MP3 and an MP4 wave file. What happened to the hi-hat in the pre-chorus? It's like nobody else is even caring about it, you know what
Well,
I mean?
Some do.
Yeah, some do. But the difference in the sound is quite immense from one generation of digital assimilated sound to another one. So everybody's used to MP3s, but you listen to a wave file of it, then listen to an MP3, it sounds like it's gone through a transistor radio, played up too hot.
We said said we would never die. What did we know? Taken away from me now, how I miss you so. No, I will never cry, 'cause I promised to just get the best out of life. I'll do it for me, I'll do it for you. So when I'm sick and tired, or when I'm up and wired, I'll know exactly what to do. Cast my gaze above, thank God for all that love, then I thank God that I'm not you. We said we would never die. We said we would never die. And maybe it's true. Choose to say to you with my parting breath. Said beauty is always sad, but that's in the past. Now just try to live your life like each day was your first and each day was your last. Sick of trying, just sit right down and cry. Sometimes it's all that you can do. Cast your gaze above, thank God for all that love, like I thank God that I met you. We said we would never die. We said we would never die. Said we would never die. We said we would never die. We said we would never die. Now let's pray that it's true.
We can't thank you enough for doing the performance today, which is a prelude to many of the shows you'll be doing in Southern California. And of course, Here We Go Love, which is the new effort. Dave Wakeling, we must do this again soon.
I would love to. Thank you very much indeed. I enjoyed it. A great way to start the day. Well, if I hadn't been that nervous that I stayed awake all night biting my nails, but when I woke up yesterday morning, I was excited about this, and it hasn't stopped. It's 24 hours excitement.
Well, once you hear it on the radio, you'll be disillusioned again, I'm sure.
That's life. Hey, how was it? It was all right.
It's Dave Wakeling of the English Beat, starring Dave Wakeling. I get that right now every time. It's 88.5 FM. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
You got it.